Coldest night of the year is a moment each year when tens of thousands of Canadians step outside the warmth and comfort of home to shine a light of welcome and compassion in their communities. Since 2011, the coldest night of the year has raised over $57 million across Canada in 166 communities, where 100% of net proceeds stay local to support our coldest night of the year charity partners. In Yarmouth, the charity partner is Shift Youth Services. Joining me is the executive director, Adam Dolliver. Hi, Adam.
Hi, good morning.
Let's talk about coldest night of the year. This is a walk. So first off, what is coldest night of the year?
Sure thing. So as you said, coldest night of the year began, it's a national campaign. It began in 2011. As you mentioned, there's 166 communities across Canada that participate, and nine of those are here in Nova Scotia. So the coldest night is a family-friendly walk to raise money for local charities serving people experiencing hurt, hunger, and homelessness. So we do this in the evening in February to illustrate just how cold it is out there for people who are experiencing homelessness. So we do it in the dark and in the cold to declare our concern for people who have no home. We walk for those who are whose days are a battle to house and feed their families and whose nights are filled with fear and frustration. And we walk for those driven from their home by violence and abuse. We walk for people who are overwhelmed by isolation, guilt, and despair. And we walk humbly, realizing that anyone can lose their footing and could become homeless as well.
Where is this walk being held?
So we are walking here in the town of Yarmouth. We start at NFCC Burridge. They're one of our sponsors. And then it's either a 2 or 5 kilometer walk, depending on which the walker chooses. They could do either the 2 or the 5K. Also, if you are unable to make it on the event, the actual event is on February 15th. If you can't make it there, you could do the walk independently in your own 2 or 5K route any day in February. And just send us photos of you doing the walk, and we can include those with the rest of our social media stuff.
Okay. February 15th, what time is the walk? You mentioned nighttime, so what time does the walk usually start?
Yeah, sorry. So it's actually February 25th. And the time is, we begin at around 5 o'clock. Let me just double check.
So once again, let's make that clear. February 25th is the walk.
Sorry. I may have accidentally said the 15th, but, the 25th.
Okay. And it's an evening walk, so it takes place after supper then, I'm guessing.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. If you want to get involved in this, if somebody listening to us right now wants to get involved in this, do they sign online? How do you go about, what's the process?
Yeah, so you would just go to the website. It's CNOY, stands for Coldest Night of the Year, .org. And then you can search for us. There's a button there that says locations, find locations. You just click that and type in Yarmouth. And we'll come right up, and then you can get involved. We need 3 levels of involvement, actually. We're looking for folks to register to walk, raise donations and register to walk. We're also looking for volunteers to help us on the night of. So if you're able to volunteer and be there, that would be great. You can register to volunteer at that same website. And we're also looking for community sponsors, so companies that would be willing to sponsor the walk. And there are different levels of sponsorship for different amounts. And also at that CNOY.org, you'll see a list of our community sponsors there, including the good folks at Y95. Thank you very much. So that's the 3 levels of participation that we're looking for right now.
Is this the first year that Shift has been a charity partner in the coldest night?
No, this is actually our 5th year, and I can tell you that over the last 4 years, we've raised a total of $101,777
Wow. For
the charities here in Yarmouth. So it's a lot of money. This year, our goal is $40,000. We're looking to raise $40,000. We We currently have 79,000 raised, which is 19% of our goal. So we still have quite a ways to go, but we're hoping that folks will step up and start registering to walk, and that our sponsors will also be coming on board and helping that with that total as well.
So where does all this money go that's raised? I know there's a net portion of the proceeds, and how is it delivered, or how is it divided up, and which charities?
Sure thing. So in the past, we partnered with the Tri-County Women's Center. The Women's Shift actually began as a project of the Tri-County Women's Center. So I like to say we have a very close working relationship. I like to say they're kind of like our mom. So they were helping us out for the first 4 years of Coldest Night, kind of partnering with us to help us along, but we're now ready to go it alone. So this year, we will be the sole charity here in Yarmouth receiving the funds. And what happens is, of all the funds are raised, they're sent off to the national campaign, and then once all the expenses are covered, they send us back the check. It'll be in the next fiscal year. So sometime after April 1st, we'll receive that money from the national campaign. Okay.
Let's take a moment here and talk about Shift. The money's going towards Shift House, and we haven't talked about Shift for quite some time, and just wanted to shed a light on what Shift Youth Services are. What exactly, let's put this in a nutshell, because we could, we could spend a lot of time talking about it. But what does Shift provide here in the Yarmouth area?
So a lot of people know that Shift House here in Yarmouth is a shelter. So we are a 7-bed shelter for youth, 16 to 24. But what we also do is we provide outreach services to youth who are not necessarily homeless, but require some support. They could be precariously housed or food insecure. And so we work with them on an outreach basis here in Yarmouth County and in Shelburne County. We have an outreach worker in Shelburne County as well. And so I can tell you we average about 46 individuals living here at Shift House in the run of a year. So that's 46 individuals who are experiencing homelessness. But then also in the course of the year, we would support up usually around 150 individuals who are not homeless. So a lot of folks make the misunderstanding that we're just a shelter. We actually are doing a lot more than just our shelter work. So there's another big component, and that's why, again, we need to keep raising money to fund all of these programs.
There is an age, too. You have a cutoff age, and age plays a role in this. This is not open for everybody.
Right. So we are a youth-serving organization. Different organizations classify youth differently. Some organizations classify youth up to 30. But for us, we classify a youth as a person being between the ages of 16 and 24. Anyone under the age of 16 would be considered a child. And anyone over the age of 24, we kind of look at as an adult. Of course, there's always wiggle room there, depending on the situation. If we've been working with a youth for a while and they've aged out, but they still need some support, we can provide some outreach support to youth who are over that 24 age range. But really, for living here at the house, because we have 16-year-olds living here as well, we do make that firm cutoff at 24 for residential services.
Okay. Before I let you go, I want to recap the Coldest Night of when it's going to take place, but I want to briefly touch on one more subject. As a resident of the Tri-Counties, what homelessness in the Tri-Counties, it exists here. Is there any way we can know a rate of it, or how many people are homeless? And I know there's a transient factor that comes into play as well. So I guess in a nutshell, from your perspective and knowledge of this situation, what's the homeless population like in the Tri-Counties?
It's, as you said, it's very, very difficult to tell because homelessness in rural Nova Scotia looks very different than it does in Halifax. So in Halifax, you would actually see folks sleeping on the streets and panhandling on the streets, whereas we don't see that here in Yarmouth. I mean, you go down Main Street, you don't see people sleeping on Main Street. You don't see people asking, there with their change jar kind of rattling for money. It just looks different. So we think because it's not as visible here that it doesn't exist, but it is actually here. And what happens is we have people who are finding shelter in different ways. So there are some vacant buildings here in town. People are breaking into those for shelter. There are little tent communities in town and around town where folks are living in tents, hunting camps in the woods, things like that. So I've also heard of, you know, people will go and shelter on boats that are docked at the wharf, things like that. So even though we're not seeing it, we're generally in the day our day-to-day lives, it is here, it is present. It is very difficult to get the count. Now, I'm happy to report that we have a coalition here in Yarmouth County called the Choice Committee, and this committee looks at affordable and adequate housing for all people. And right now, they are working with other nonprofit organizations and government agencies to develop a homelessness survey count, or survey to count exactly, or as close as we can get, to how many people are experiencing homelessness here in Yarmouth County. So that information hopefully should be coming about soon. But like I said, it's a very difficult process. So we're just at the beginning stages of developing that survey. Because, like I said, you have to kind of find these folks to take a survey. And here in Yarmouth, they're not visible.
And the only registered, shelter for anybody homeless is Halifax. So really, we really don't have anything here in the Tri-Counties to offer, do we?
No, we don't. So we have SHIFT. And like I said, we're a shelter for 16 to 24-year-olds. Anyone over the age of 24 would have no other option closer than Halifax for a homeless shelter. There is Juniper House, which is a transition house that provides shelter for women fleeing violence, but that's their mandate. So unless you fit into that mandate, that's also not an option for you. So for example, a woman who's not experiencing violence or a man who's over the age of 24, their next option for a shelter is Halifax. Yeah. Wow. There's nothing else here.
Incredible. Sad when you think about it. It is.
Well, it is. And the other, you know, the other issue is, in order to access that, you would have to leave your home community and everybody you know and any connections that you have. And it's really a very scary prospect. And as you mentioned earlier, it leads to a very transient population. Mm. So that's another reason why it's so hard to get these counts, because someone may be here today, but then they wind up going off to Halifax tomorrow, and then we've lost the numbers.
Gotcha.
And so it appears as though there's no issue.
Understandable. Yeah. Adam, thank you very much. The coldest night of the year. It's a winterific, family-friendly walk. Once again, it's on February 25th. And we did mention it's after supper it'll take place.
Yes.
And
yes, exactly.
And it will start where? We'll just throw the route out once again.
At NSCC Burridge. So you would come there to sign in, and then we will walk from there. And then there will be an after event celebration to kind of thank everybody and to warm up before they head home. At NSCC as well.
And it's a local, it's for local charities serving people experiencing hurt, hunger, and homelessness. So team up, fundraise, walk, get a bunch of people together, or even your family. And just to let you know, because it's cold out there, and it's cold out there for people. Adam, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Had the pleasure of chatting with Adam Dolliver. Adam is the executive director of SHIFT Youth Services. And once again, coldest night of the year, February 25th.